Sjodat, Sjach Lei, as Babalian was a Haltacher. She Robert de Karslach Mish, I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to Sjach Lei. And in the programme this week on Sjach Lei and Sjacht and Shaw, Dansen Mannerach uns Massachusetts, Manx Dances in Massachusetts. Visitors to Muncruniach this year perform Manx Dances there as Red Wing Blackbird. Jinti as Manning uns Lorient, performers from Manin in Lorient. And we hear from Ailey Sheard about this year's Manx contingent. As date and Sunday ye learn, and dates for your diary. This evening, Thursday the 6th of August, you can enjoy the singing of the group Musicali as they perform in St. Catherine's Church in Port Erin. That's part of the Parish of Rushen Summer Concerts programme, and Musicali will be singing there starting at 7:30 this evening. Admission is free, and there'll be a retiring collection. The Isle of Man Arts Council series of concerts, which are presented free in the Villa Marina Arcade in Douglas, continues this evening, Thursday the 6th, with Ramsey Town Band. And the Ramsey Town Band will be playing starting at 7:30 this evening there in the Villa Marina Arcade. There'll be more to enjoy with the Sound of Brass in the Villa Marina Arcade on Sunday afternoon, the 9th of August at 3 o'clock, and that'll be with Manx Concert Brass. Next Wednesday, the 12th of August, the Villa Marina Arcade will resound to the music of Liz Harrison at the Wurlitzer Organ. That's a lunchtime concert starting at 1 o'clock. Liz is from the Forest of Bowland, so not too far away from Blackpool, where she's been a member of the Wurlitzer team playing for dancing in the Tower Ballroom and in the Winter Gardens, as well as being a touring musician in great demand. That's the Wurlitzer concert in the Villa Marina Arcade next Wednesday, the 12th of August, at 1 o'clock, with Liz Harrison. Later next Wednesday, the 12th, in Douglas, at 7:45 that evening, St. Thomas's Wednesday Evening Concerts presents music and song with Simon Fletcher, Jenny Derbyshire and Gareth Moore. There are teas, coffees and cakes available after the concert, and a chance to chat with Simon, Jenny and Gareth. Admission is free, but a donation towards the work of the church would be welcome. Son a chút smú melina van chruniach gul ar cummal ons pötni hinja, chan ei inrachan ach son a chút smú. Ach trefi curaj ar bun, san ach nao emsirach ec lioris mona in a gulis, sa vlein naichi djeg, tri fides hach djeg, vashen ons romsaam. Ons na sian leen, je kroniach van en ach a siunach, gul ar as, gus na naichi djeg is fiden, vashen gul ar cummel rishun le, sian le hauna na fagis de sen, ons dulish. Ach, fa mona shir a cor ar bun tachet rish kiusta leen, as ons bol elia. Ega tre sian fa mona gian magit, as vi fagin drau imedi redden gul ar cummel ons dulish, Drau felia bananen vi courage erbun mor felia vlein oil ons pötjarn, ach les tachar nis ons bulelia sa jas. As ega tre sien vun elia lochlinach gul ar cummul dach blein ons pötni hinja. Ach, var rumza fegit gen tachar der lie, as mor sor en mona cor erbun un chruniach sa valia sien, ma va mi grei sa vlein naichi djeg tri fyd as hach djeg. In talking of Unchruniach, of course we mention Mona Douglas as its founder, and we're fortunate that we have at least some recordings of her. Considering she was born in 1898 and lived through to 1987, it's surprising how few recordings there are of her, particularly those of any great sound quality. Here, though, she talks with David Collister from one of his programmes for Manx Radio on a Sunday morning, and it's about one of her experiences as a young child.
I have had a wound charmed by a bloodstopper. Of course, they were very well known, and they were nearly always men. This particular man that I'm thinking about was at one time skipper of the Sarah Blanche. Do you remember the Sarah Blanche, a little cargo steamer? Tom Crane, he lived in Douglas. I've often heard about people coming down to wait for the boat to come in to get Tom to go and stop blood from somebody that was very badly bleeding. It was in my arm. I must have cut an artery or something, because it was a pretty bad bleeding. I was just told to give him my arm, and I did, and this is what happened. And he stroked the arm and said something in Manx. I expect it was what they usually said, on Zenimanera as a back as a spirit noob. And it gradually ceased, and then they put a bandage on and it healed up normally.
Mona Douglas, who established an Cruniach in Ramsey, and the first one was held from the 21st to the 25th of August 1978, so just a matter of weeks, in fact, before Mona's 80th birthday on the 18th of September. Mona Douglas's programme note in 1979 states that it was decided to stage in Cruniach in Ramsey, the only town in the island which had no important festival of its own, and which, like Peel, was a recognised centre of the national revival. Fejera van Cruniach Culler Cumbel ons Pelen, as Vashen, Maida Lewis on Downson, a Chrawi Rovice on Quirach and Kioli. A sesh wat son troggel loch yn snaw er yn yd fy'n pel yn gwle troggel dach blaen, mor so ren yn chryniach sy'r y bol elia. Dior eich yn tre sien fy neilio loch lyn ach er jyt gydgera ond spyrt na hynja, as fy'n halio cyd blaen er jyt dy fe on, lwg dyn haglish heselach crec i'r halio cilach, as fy grain yn si yn jain chydrang a fe cwrych diach yn sien, mor so fy ced y chwmmel cwyrach yn coli yn sien. Ek het reisjen Henk Kochle. Ons stromsav en trimmer der Downson, as ek ook quirre podden en downslash kjoler en schlee oil, as Alton en Domenic were goiler en traditionach, as in cheer okeen, Domenic en chinje geldjach na cheerischen. As morso she jaunus eris grassroots van, ne jij der ook quirre courage irubeg de kjoler en as de arena der een professionach nis. Lees skuche agus pyt ninja, vasered fi vais on kjolladren as renadren profesjunach, ach rau monoremus on downs. In its early years, Anshunyach was focused primarily, though not exclusively, on dance and dance groups, who brought with them their talented musicians and often had members who were singers of traditional songs of their Celtic countries. In more recent years, room to dance has been limited. However, there have been recent developments which have created more room to dance, so Cruniach has embraced that opportunity. This year, among those taking part, has been a group called Red Wing Blackbird. I spoke to one of those who organised their visit.
My name is Celia Bales. I am the daughter of two Cotswold Morris dancers based out of Western Massachusetts. There's a group of young men back in the 80s who decided to bring Morris dancing into our community, and my dad was among some of the early adopters. And somehow he wooed my mother, and here I am. So I grew up dancing Cotswold Morris from the time I was 6 years old, singing in pubs, going to May Day, Maypole dancing. I've been dancing the sun up every year since I was six, except for the 1 year I didn't and had the worst year of my life. So I very much stand by. It's very important to do. But our teenage, I grew up with a lot of other kids who were also second generation Morris dancers, and many of them are here today. And our teenage rebellion was to learn Manx dancing instead. The marvelous David Nixon had lived here for 6 months and had been completely enamored with the culture and offered to teach us. And that initial group ended up coming over here 13 years ago. I wasn't part of the group at that point, but I did have some friends here. We have a couple of people who are on that trip who are here again. Mm-hmm. And that was with the teenage group and sometimes Y, or ASY. And then this past January, that team was invited to a sword ale, and they didn't have enough members, so they asked the alumni to come in to fill out the set, and then we ended up being most of the set. So we started having these practices together in order to brush up, because we hadn't done it in 10 years. And as soon as we started doing it again, we were like, why did we ever stop doing this? And we just had such an amazing time together. We loved the dances. We worked together really well. And we were like, we don't want this to be over after this one weekend. So we started plotting, and it was Fiona's idea to try to go to the Isle of Man, and we were like, that's not, Inkruniak is not far out, that's kind of cutting it close there. But she was determined, and so were we. So we made it out here. We reached out to the festival organizers just to ask if there was going to be opportunities to learn, and then we're absolutely flabbergasted and excited to get asked to perform. So it's just been an absolute adventure to come here to do these dances for the people who know what they're supposed to look like. We're so used to dancing for people who have never seen Manx dancing before. And so we do our best learning from videos, but being able to be in the set with Perry Bain, being able to go to the practices, having Caroline tell us what to do with our arms, has been so valuable. And it's just an absolute adventure to be able to come.
But one of the interesting things I thought was that there are cross influences as well, because you're doing Manx dances, as you say, for people who have perhaps never seen them before, but on the other hand you're also bringing into it a different, slightly different way of playing the tune, slightly different way of doing the dances. So how does the choreography and the music come about?
Well, so since we all have the background in Cotswold dancing, there's definitely an influence there, especially on my team Juggler Meadow. There's a big influence of trying to be as big and boisterous as possible. So that a lot of that has come into our Manx dancing as well. So we do these complex, delicate steps, but then we are still doing them large. We're jumping high, we're moving at a different pace. We've discovered that we do a lot of the dances a lot slower than Perry Bain does or than the other teams that we've seen. And I think that comes about from, in part, having the air time for the jumping bits. And it's just kind of the way that culture spreads and evolves, that it's a game of telephone. You know, someone learns a tune and they teach it to someone else and they teach it to someone else, and everyone puts a little piece of themselves into it. And Rob, our main musician, has just been absolutely phenomenal. The way that he can be playing along and we get off beat and he slows down to match us and covers our mistakes so often. He's incredible. There's so much that goes into the music behind our dances that I'm not particularly a musician, so I don't always understand everything that is going into what they're doing up there. But any time that we've had someone who hasn't practiced with us try to play, and it's so difficult to do because there's all these little details that they fit in, all these little spaces. They're like, okay, I have to pause a little longer here than usual. I have to speed this little bit up. I have to wait until this motion to start this bit. So it's really phenomenal what they're able to do and how it's able to be this interactive thing where it's not just the dancers following the music or the music following the dancers, but all of us following each other.
Yeah. And you've built up a following here as well. It's been very enjoyable watching you dance, and so thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much for having us. We hope to come and visit again someday.
Goroi Mored.
Goroi Mored.
Celia Bales of the group from Western Massachusetts, Red Wing Blackbird, and we very much look forward to seeing them again. Members of Perry Bairn were impressed with some of the things they brought to their style of performing Manx dances and are looking to incorporate them in their own dancing, so it's a good example of a living tradition and a fruitful exchange of ideas. Tomorrow, Friday the 7th, and Saturday the 8th of August will be the Royal Manx Agricultural Show, with 2 days full of entertainment, with a wide selection of food and drink providers, and a huge range of craft and trade exhibitors. It's a celebration of Manx life and tradition and produce, and it's one of the highlights of the rural calendar. It's also the culmination of months of hard work from the show participants, preparing and grooming their animals as they compete for the Deemster Johnson Supreme Championship Award, awarded to the best in show. The Royal Manx Agricultural Show will be taking place at Knockalo, and tickets for each day from 9 o'clock in the morning through to the evening are £8 for adults and £1 for children from 4 to 16. Under 4s are free. That's the Royal Manx Agricultural Show, Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th of August at Knockalo in Patrick. Dachblain uns mi lunasen, ta djinti as an teil keltiach, golgas lorion, de roelarn uns felia fi vur un shen, festival an de Celtic de Lorion. Vis gol ris jai lain as jai ian. As hynny, ciolydrn, as arenydrn, as dawnsydrn unrychyn fy sgoel arn. Da ffyr unsych, lort mychion cwysyn bent yn dyna chyrych yn celtiach. Da elan eren, tesbyna yn ofroch. Da cyrgyn, jay da chwliw chwrch rhaegyn. Da ffilymyn gul yr tesbyna, as da slai chytrych elia da lort mychion cwysyn colchonol drys gynnw ffilymyn. Ta pelen, ond out a ced eslai as dach tír, cor liaw troren, as cwj, as bi, fys gochionl der leirys yn tír sien, as dy chor fys mychion y tír ych yn ogt ych chlein eslai dy yn o cyrt sy treir ych hyd. As dy imiacht yn sport gol ar cwmwl nys mor ar genelia sio. Chamas na tír ych yn celtiach cadjyn, fel sy'n yn ach dy greu, mae fysw golgus nelia pan celtiach ons nierin, ta nelia sy'n cor en er nierin nolbyn as manning, mor tirach yn gaelach, as er y fretin y chorn as er y briten, mor tirach yn britonach, as dyna sy'n tirach yn sy'n genwsws yn seil celtiach. Sio mo te son dirprwy celdaidd chachtr yn celtiach ys naistedd fod gynnydd laethol, a ach tods yn goes jach nis Patagonia. Ons lorion tod coren Galicia as Asturias nis, nod yr awyd nyn gyrach yn o'n dawf yn y celti, neu iau dy fel na tyngach yn celtiach ar ei caeltoc, dy bolach liorys nis. As tyd cocwyrra diaspora celtiach dy holgas lorion nis, Utsen teng o mach as state nun enes as America, as in Australia, as Zealand Nor, as nun lid. The Festival Interceltique de Lorient is described as the world's largest gathering of Celtic cultures and attracts 950,000 visitors and spectators to the city every year for 10 days and nights of concerts, dancing, exhibitions, academic discussions and sport. Over 5,000 musicians, singers, dancers, visual artists, academics and filmmakers take part in the festival. Last Sunday, the 2nd of August, there was a Grand Parade, a grand parade of the Celtic nations, which itself, the Grand Parade, attracts more than 90,000 spectators to the streets of Lorient. On the day before she left the island to go to Lorient, I spoke to Ailey Sheard of the committee that organises Manx participation in the festival. Ailey Sheard, by the time this goes out, you will be, in fact, in Brittany, in Lorient. What's the Manx contingent this year?
So we have a few different groups this year. We have a music group called An Corran. So they used to be known as Smunyacht Mai, but they recently changed their name. So that's a young group from the island who play very energetic music. So they are going out, and two of their members are actually heading out to the festival early. They left at the weekend. They're already there to take part in the Interceltic Music Camp. So they are joining other youngsters from between the ages of 18 and 24 from all of the Celtic nations. So there'll be two different groups, and they will have a combination. So in each group, there will be somebody from each Celtic nation working together to come up with new music. So they'll be playing throughout the festival as well. So we have Jack McLean and Arabella Iron from the Isle of Man today. From the Isle of Man this year, sorry, not just today. So they've already gone out.
As Ailey mentioned, and Corran were formerly known as Smunyach Mai, and under that name they played in Brittany a couple of years ago for the festival. And at that time they wrote a tune, a hop jig, played now by Arabella on the harp, with accompaniment by Owen on the accordion and James on the guitar. Three of the members of An Corran playing one of their own tunes that they wrote after playing at Lorient 2 years ago.
And we also have a Manx dance group called Namanini, and so that is made up of actually different people from different dance groups on the island. So yes, there was a bit of a clash this year with the festival and the Cruinne Festival, so a lot of dance groups had the issue that many of their members were tied up or they weren't available, and so we've created a dance group from members of all of the different dance groups on the island, so it's nice that each has a bit of representation this year. Who else have we got going? We have Lisa Lennon is our artist this year, so she will be taking part in the Euro-Celtic art exhibition with her work every day. We have Mechlia, so a local band. They live away, most of them now, in Glasgow, although one member does still live on the island. They're playing a gig. And we also have a Breton Manx collaboration. So Nia Nessan are also playing, so we'll have Manx representation there as well. Have our own resident DJ, so Johnny Cachin, who is Chow Mui, he's playing with the dance group this year, so he's also doing one gig whilst he's out there. He did very well last year, so we managed to get him another gig in the Plaster Paysalt as well. And we also have a team of volunteers coming out to work in the pavilion as well, so very, very kindly sponsored by the Isle of Man Steam Packet and Island Escapes and Visit Isle of Man have made that possible, so great thank you to them. But we do have 8 people going out to tell people about the Isle of Man and how they can get there and share information about our culture and history with everybody at the festival as well, so yeah, quite a big contingent. So I think the biggest event that will be happening will be the stadium. So not every night, but 5 of the nights that we're there, there'll be the same show. It's a bit like the Edinburgh Tattoo. That's the only thing I can liken it to. It's in this giant football stadium that's roughly about 8,000 people watching every night.
And apart from the people in the stadium, there's a lot of people who are able to view the spectacular events that take place.
Yes, of course. So the stadium night is actually filmed. So they film 2 of the nights during the festival, and then it's put out on the television about a week later. I know that the viewing figures most years are about 3 million people watching in France, but you can actually access it online. I've watched it myself online. As long as you put a French postcode in, so if you just use Google Maps, you can watch it back here on the Isle of Man. And we will be putting a link up on the Facebook page, so do follow our social media. We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, which is Manin, as in the Isle of Man, _FIL, Festival Anti-Celtic Lorient, so Manin Fil. So if you want to see anything that's happening during the festival, we will be regularly updating that with photographs and videos. So if you want to keep up, give us a follow. So Namanini, the Manx dance group, will be dancing there every night, as well as other locations around the festival. So they have, there's a big shared stage in the Place des Pays Celtes, the square of Celtic countries is what that translates to, and that is a big stage where all of the acts from all over play there. So our dance group will be dancing there, and Corran will also be dancing there as well. I think they're playing at the Breton stage on the first night as well.
The L'Orient Festival quite often concentrates on a particular country, and which is the country that's honoured this year?
So this year it's Cornwall. It's a very much a maritime theme, so we're trying to sort of think nautically this year. But yes, it's Cornwall have got their own year. It's the first year that Cornwall has been an honoured nation by themselves. We actually shared a year with Cornwall in 2015. So I think this hopefully bodes well for the Isle of Man. I think now that Cornwall have had their own year, I think that means that perhaps in the cards we could have a year of the Isle of Man, and we could be the honoured nation as well sometime. So fingers crossed, and watch this space, because the talks might already be in process to do with that.
Ailey Sheard, and what an opportunity that would be for the Isle of Man to be the honoured nation at such a huge festival as the Festival Interceltique de l'Orient. So that's most certainly something to look out for. That's all from Shachley this time. Shanae Shachir Shovai Shachley. Now from me, Bob Carswell, Nish Wampin, Robert de Karslach, Sledniata.